This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say the demolition of the remains of the partially collapsed condo complex near Miami Beach could happen as soon as Sunday, an effort to tear down the unsafe structure before the arrival of Tropical Storm Elsa turning off Florida. They also announced Saturday two more people were found dead in the rubble of the 12-story tower in the community of Surfside, bringing the total to 24 deceased and 124 missing feared dead as the search and rescue operations continue for more than a week. Officials said engineers were evaluating the building for demolition and that the procedure could occur quickly. Investigators have not determined what caused the 40-year-old complex to collapse. South Africa's highest court has agreed to hear former President Jacob Zuma's challenge against the 15-month jail term it gave him for failing to attend a corruption hearing, the South African Broadcasting Corporation reported on Saturday. The Constitutional Court last Tuesday sentenced Zuma to 15 months in jail for avoiding an inquiry earlier this year, led by the country's Deputy Chief Justice, but that order is now suspended. Zuma has asked the court to annul the sentence on the grounds it's excessive and could expose him to COVID-19. The former South African president also calls the sentence a, quote, political statement. He has maintained he is the victim of a political witch hunt and the deputy chief justice is biased against him. Also, South Africa's acting health minister said Saturday the country has approved China's Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine. As the country faces a crippling third wave of infections with hospitals stressed as the death toll rises to 60,000. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Catholic Church's governing body announced Saturday an influential cardinal and nine others will be tried over alleged financial wrongdoing linked to the purchase of an expensive London property. In a first within the Vatican legal system, Italian Cardinal Angelo Becciu, who was a leading figure in Rome and a close ally of Pope Francis, will appear before a tribunal on July 27th. The 73-year-old was dismissed from a powerful Vatican job last September after Francis told him he'd been accused of using Vatican charity funds to help his siblings. He'll be prosecuted over embezzlement, abuse of power, and witness tampering in the case linked to a scandal concerning a loss-making Vatican investment in central London that happened under his watch. He has always professed his innocence. According to media reports, the Vatican lost several hundred millions of euros on the London property and other bad investments. More than 10 billion pesos, or $204 million, in pandemic aid intended for poor Philippine families is unaccounted for, boxer-turned-Senator Manny Pacquiao said on Saturday, adding this was just one of the discoveries in his corruption investigation. Pacquiao on Thursday accepted Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's challenge to show evidence of corruption in his government, and the boxing superstar said his findings about missing funds were just one of the things he has discovered. Pacquiao finds himself in Duterte's crosshairs after he rallied at alleged corruption in government, as well as the president's friendly relationship with China. The 42-year-old had long been among Duterte's strongest supporters, but is seen as a possible contender when the leader's six-year term ends next year. One of Sweden's biggest supermarket chains said Saturday it had to temporarily close around 800 stores nationwide after a cyber attack blocked access to checkouts. Co-op Sweden says the problem was linked to a major cyber attack on U.S. tech company Kaseya on Friday. Kaseya has urged customers to shut down servers running its platform after dozens were hit with ransomware attacks. A wave of ransomware attacks has struck worldwide recently, especially in the United States. The attacks typically involve locking away data in systems using encryption, making companies pay to regain access. And protesters in coup-hit Myanmar marked the birthday of junta leader Min Aung Hlaing Saturday by burning his portrait and staging mock funerals. The nation has experienced mass protests and a brutal military response since the February 1st coup, which ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Almost 890 civilians have died in a crackdown, according to a local monitoring group. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.